Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we're praying for every boy and girl, man and woman, in the state of Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Father, we're also praying for their past, present, future spouses, and all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and in the future and their family members. By faith and agreement together, we are sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each and every person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood. Father, the revelation and understanding, Lord Jesus, by your stripes we were healed, and it's only the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all our sins would come to every boy, girl, man, and woman, and they would humble themselves, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being born again from above. And Father, we pray you get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're praying for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're crying out for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free. And yes, Lord Jesus, all the sick to be healed from every sickness, disease, pestilence, no matter injury, no matter what it is. And we ask this in Jesus' name. But also, your people should receive and walk in the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. We're in agreement for that, and we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we're excited about the celebration of the 250 years of America. Father, we say with all our hearts, God bless America. Father, we confess you are the only true God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship you, we praise, and we adore you, the only true God. We declare that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we declare right now, Lord Jesus, your lordship over our lives, our families, our church families, everyone in our state, and everyone in our nation. We're declaring that by faith. And Father, we pray in this end time celebration of the 250 years, your Holy Spirit will be outpoured, and millions of boys and girls, men and women, will come into the kingdom of God. And Father, there'd be great revival, not just with repentance, but with miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. Father, we're believing and we're decreeing that right now by faith. And Lord, let each one of us be a part of this end time outpouring of your Holy Spirit just before you come in the rapture. And we're asking that in Jesus' name. Well, Father, we pray for your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. We pray for all his cabinet appointees, past, present, future, and for each one of them, all their family members and extended family members. Any one of them that are not saved, bring them to a born-again relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Allow them to be Holy Spirit baptized and filled. And Lord Jesus, your hand would be upon them. And whether they understand it or not, they would make all their decisions based upon the truth of your word and according to our Constitution. And by faith, we thank you for that. Father, you've revealed many great dangers in these last days. So we ask your continued angelic protection and hedge of protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Father, please protect our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and city water. Please, Lord Jesus, protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. Father, we agree together in Jesus Christ's name that you will allow no person, no group, or nation to in any way poison, hack, diminish, destroy, or evil affect any of these resources. And Father, if any person, group, or nation tries to do, you'll stop them, you'll stomp them, and you'll not allow them to do their evil. They would be exposed and stopped. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we also agree together, Father, there will be no centralized digital currency until after the rapture of the church, and dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time. And Father, continue to bless Donald Trump and the ICE agents as you continue to reveal, Father, every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, everyone who's coming to America to do evil and harm is being exposed, brought into the light, and driven out of this country to return no more. And we declare that in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we love the Jewish people. We pray you would please remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. Lord Jesus Christ, they would all see that you are their Messiah, you are Savior and Lord, and they would be born again and Spirit-filled. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to your word. Father, we agree that you have given them title deed to all the land of Canaan. Father, restore all that land to them and give that revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the Trump administration. And Father God, if any person or group tries to harm the nation of Israel or Jewish people in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil against them, you would destroy them. And we agree with that, and that's according to your word. And we ask it in Jesus' name, and we say thank you. All right, well, we're going to be talking about things in Romans chapter 8, a very encouraging chapter in the Word of God. But also, I went to see that movie about end time things. You remember that? The Day of Disclosure or Disclosure Day. Very good movie. The thing about it I would encourage you to see is the reality. They have tapes and things from Roswell and way back, and so you will be able to see some of the demonic creatures that exist that are here. Now, the sad thing in the movie is they will let you think they are aliens, and even that they have superior knowledge. And that in the end of the film that we should listen to them. Well, that's Hollywood. That's from the pit of hell. But some of those tapes and disclosures you will see are real demonic creatures, okay, which they would tell you as aliens. So it's just a wake-up call. They're here. They've been here for years, and you just need to understand it. They showed abductions, which are happening, people being abducted. They're showing teleporting. Teleporting takes place also. They had shape-shifting going on. They can go from looking like animals to those gray little bulb or imps and different forms. So that's true. That's real. You know, even though it was kind of Hollywood-produced, and you actually get to see some of the demonic creatures from films from the past. So it would just be good for you to see. And for those who are born again, Spirit-filled, you're not surprised at all. You know the Bible taught us that just like the good angels are real, the bad angels are real, the principalities and powers. Remember back in Genesis chapter 6, remember the angels came down, cohabitated with women, made a race of giants, half angel, half human, and God didn't like it, and he destroyed them all in the flood except for Noah and his family. And so these creatures and things like that have been going on for years. But again, if you don't believe the Bible, if you don't have an understanding that the Bible is truth and real, it might cause you, because see, they will try to tell you that they have superior knowledge and you're to listen to them, and they're nothing but demonic creatures, which means you would be listening to Satan, which means you're going to die and go to hell. And I don't want any of my relatives and friends and family members to go to hell because they didn't have a true understanding that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, Messiah, Savior, and Lord, and they won't be deceived. Remember, the greatest thing that God warns us about, beginning in Matthew 24:4, Jesus said, "Let no man deceive you." So the fallen creatures are here. They call them aliens. No, they don't have superior knowledge, but they could abduct you. They can do teleporting, shape-shifting, and there's thousands of people that would bear witness, and they've experienced it themselves. So just be ready. Jesus is coming soon. Be excited. The Bible is absolutely true. Everything that's happened since I've been preaching since 1983 shows me the Bible is absolutely true, and it's absolutely true today. And yes, one of my favorite verses is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything Jesus did while he was here on earth, he does today. Yippee! And you know, I just got out of a denomination that said they believed all the Word of God and everything in the Bible is true. But at the same time, they use dispensational theology to say some things have ceased and God doesn't do this anymore. And that's a lie, and that's sad, and that's keeps the power of God from operating. Remember Jesus and the people in Jesus' hometown? Oh, we know who he is. He can't do miracles, and Jesus could do very few things because they didn't believe Jesus, who he was, and that he could still do those things, just like today. Oh, that's sad. So if you need a miracle and you're one of those denominations, sorry, Charlie. But if you're in a good Bible-believing teaching church, you can believe God for miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. Oh, it's exciting to be in the last days. So I just wanted to share with you about that movie, the aliens, but not really aliens. The demonic creatures are alive. They're real. You can actually see them. And just let you know that this is, I like what L.A. Marzulli says, when we go up, they come down. So you may not see one of them, but if you happen to not get raptured out of here, you're probably going to get to see them because they'll come forward in mass once the church is raptured out of here. So just a little information there for you. Be excited about God and his word and know Jesus is coming very soon. All right, let's get into the word of God. Romans chapter 8, beginning verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, some versions stop there, but other ones add, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. All of that's true. Now, I love that there's no condemnation to Christians, those who are in Christ Jesus. Not those who say they're Christians, but they really are Christians. You know there's a difference there if you've been living very long, right? Remember here in John 3:16, oh, don't you love that verse? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and can I tell you, I don't even know you, but you are whosoever. Whosoever believeth in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that means die and go to hell, but have everlasting life. Be a citizen of heaven now. Have eternal life. Your sins forgiven. Going to live forever with Jesus and the saints. Oh, let you be that person, please. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, okay, but that the world through him, the person of Jesus Christ, might be saved. Now here's verse 18, kind of backs up Romans 8:1. He that believeth on him, Jesus, is not condemned. You see, Jesus took all your sin debt on him at the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Oh, that's a great verse, isn't it? That's in your Bible too. So Jesus took your condemnation upon himself. He took all your sins, past, present, future, upon himself at the cross. He paid the sin debt so you can be forgiven and have, and God the Father could become your really your Father, and Jesus could be your Savior and Lord and deliverer and healer, and your body could become the temple of the Holy Spirit and be sealed with the Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit empower you to live the Christian life. Who wouldn't want that? I mean, that's nuts. Anybody who wouldn't want that, right? Okay. Now let's go back to the scripture. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, but he that believeth not, that means you're not saved, is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. Okay. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, came down from heaven and became man. Thank you, Jesus. But notice here, it gives you a reason people don't get saved, okay? And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness. They love dirty, evil deeds, rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know, there's people who are not saved because they've not yet heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you need to pray for them. We need to witness to them, get the gospel to them. But there's others that know they need to be saved. The Holy Spirit has convicted them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They know Jesus is the Savior, but they don't get saved because it's right here. They love their darkness. They're going to have to stop getting high and getting drunk. They're going to have to stop having sex with every person they want to have sex with. They want to be able to steal, kill, destroy. They want to do whatever they want, whenever they want. Kind of be their own God. So they're not going to be saved. We'll continue to pray for them. They will be saved. But some people know. They absolutely know. But they know their lifestyle will change. And they say, no thanks. And God allows them to do it. But just understand, there's people out there like that. Okay. And God said so. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. You better believe it. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So we know some people aren't saved. They just haven't heard the gospel yet. Got to get the gospel to them. And some say, nah, not now. I'm going to wait. I'm going to keep partying. I'm going to keep sowing those wild oats and hoping they don't catch up with me. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Okay. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and that's what all Christians operate in, made me free from the law of sin and death. And that's what you are under as a lost person, because your sins have not been forgiven. You're dead in trespasses and sins. Your spirit man in you is dead, and it doesn't come alive until you repent and become born again. So those are the two laws. Which one are you operating on? Well, Christian, you're operating on the law of the Spirit of life. Then verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Aren't you glad that he became sin for us? You see, these false religions, cults and isms don't have a sinless Savior. And again, the scariest, most evil false religion out there is Islam, okay? Because it's just not a religious ideology. It's a political ideology called Sharia law, and that is absolutely the very opposite of our Constitution. And we're finding out in America, where they get in numbers, they take over. And you better watch over your daughters. Do you understand that? Most evil religion out there. Okay, so be warned. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law, you might say the righteous requirements of the law, might be fulfilled in us, that's born again believers, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, what you sometimes Christians don't understand, although I'm born again from above, my sins are forgiven, I have the Holy Spirit, Jesus is my Savior and Lord, and yes, he's not only at the right hand of the Father, because he's God, he lives in me. Oh, that's just such good news. Jesus lives in me. He lives in you too. Okay? But I can still choose to not walk with Jesus and yield to the Holy Spirit. I can, as a Christian, still walk in the flesh and do evil, wicked things. Do you understand that? Well, if you've been saved very long, you do understand that. You got a tricky devil, fallen nature. You got a world system that lies to you and is always tempting you to do evil. That's the battle that we face, okay? Galatians 5:16, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. See, that's why being a Christian is hard sometimes. But it's easier as you learn how to walk with Jesus every day, pray, read your Bible, yield to the Holy Spirit. Oh, great victories, great answer prayers. Yes, a good life, even though you still will have trials. But that's the way to live, to live now that you're born again, yielded to the Holy Spirit. And what it's saying here, and let me read that again, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, the believer, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What does that mean? Okay. What the law was supposed to accomplish in our actions and attitudes, it couldn't do. But grace and the power of the Holy Spirit accomplishes that in us. We can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can obey Jesus. We don't have to sin. Do you understand that? We can walk with the Lord and walk before Him in faith, obedience, and love, and have a victorious Christian life. But it's still a decision. Not you just don't make once, you make every day because you're tempted every day. Things happen in your life to try to get you away from God, so it's a real battle. But you have to continue to choose to walk with Jesus, allow the Holy Spirit to empower you. Then he goes on and says this, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." Okay, so especially the lost person, they don't have the Holy Spirit. All they have is their fallen nature. All they think about is themselves and the world and worldly things and things like that because they're walking in their fallen nature, which you and I used to walk in. It's not like they're those people. We were those people until God rescued us and saved us. So we were those people, and sometimes we were really bad, those people. So don't pretend we think we're perfect. Well, we just found out that we could not save ourselves. We were lost. We were wicked. And God saved us in His mercy, and He'll save you too. So that's good news. Christians are not better than anyone else. They just found out how rotten they were, came to Jesus, and He saved him and gives us a new nature and empowers us by the Holy Spirit. And as we pray and read the Word of God, He accomplishes us through grace the ability to live a godly lifestyle. And if we fall, and sometimes Christians fall, we repent. And we do receive mercy and grace. And it's available to all. Did you know that? In this life, anyway. Verse 6, to be carnally minded or fleshly is death, okay? But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Who would want to walk in life and peace? Well, that's only available to you if born again, because without Jesus, as He said in John 15, you can't do anything. Remember what God says in Romans 14, 17? The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. And notice this, in the Holy Spirit. Well, you don't have the Holy Spirit until you get born again. So you just can't have life and peace. Do you understand it? It's available. God wants you to have it. God the Father, Jesus wants you to have it. The Holy Spirit wants you to have it. But you got to make up your mind to receive Jesus and to repent and to live for Him. And He doesn't make you do that. Oh, He can be pretty powerful in showing you, but He still doesn't break your will. He gives you the will to say yes to Him or the will to say no. And that's where we're at in this world. Okay. Verse 7. Because the cardinal mind is enmity, another good way to say that, is at war against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. Okay. I mean, in the flesh, you don't have God, so you don't do godly things. And even if you did kind of godly things, you have the wrong attitudes, you have the wrong motivations, because you don't have God. Well, you can be religious. Remember the Pharisees? They were very religious, but they were as dirty as the devil. So you can do religious activities and be lost. But in Jesus, you have a change of heart. You have someone living within you, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus lives in you too. That's what makes the difference. See, it's a real relationship. It's not a ticket to heaven. No one gets a ticket. You invite Jesus into your heart and life. You surrender yourself completely to Him. That's salvation, okay? And then verse 8 makes sense. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Because what does God like? Faith. Remember Hebrews 11, 6? But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We have to have faith in Jesus, okay? Then he's talking to those who are Christians. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And he does, every legitimate Christian. Now notice this. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Okay, that means you don't belong to God. A lot of people think that every person on earth is a child of God. That's a lie from hell. Every person on earth is a creation of God. But you are not a son or daughter of God until you repent of your sins and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. You don't belong to God. God loves you. You're his creation. He wants you to be saved. Jesus has provided salvation on the cross. He freely offers it to every person. But until you accept that offer, you're just his creation. You don't belong to God. You belong to the devil. And the devil wants to keep you. Did you know that? The devil works hard to keep people, lost people, from getting saved and getting born again and becoming a son and daughter of God. Let me read that again. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, which is another understanding of the Holy Spirit, he is none of his. You don't belong to God. Notice verse 10, and this is true of every Christian. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Remember we talked about that? The only way you can get righteous, Romans 3:22, is by putting your faith in Jesus, and all your sins are placed upon Jesus, and his righteousness, right standing with God, is given to you by faith because you trusted in him. Isn't that awesome? Who wouldn't want that? Well, the devil doesn't want you to have that. The devil doesn't mind you getting a little religious. He doesn't matter if you get baptized. He doesn't care if you get confirmed. He just doesn't want you to get born again. And see, some people have substituting getting baptized and confirmed for being born again, and they're going to die and go to hell. Religion stinks. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You got to do business with Jesus. If you've never done business with Jesus and had an encounter with him and received him into your heart, you're not going to heaven. But the good news is through the Holy Spirit and his convicting power upon you, you see Jesus is real and alive. You see it. It makes sense to you. And you welcome him into your heart. And you do it with a broken heart because you know you're a terrible sinner. You repent and receive him. And now he comes to live in you. Your sins are forgiven. You begin to walk the Christian life. And that's continual learning till you die and go to be in heaven. And we don't got time for that right now. But Christ has to be in you. He has to be in you for you to have the Holy Spirit. So I'm just crying out to you. I tell you, Jesus is coming soon. Those aliens, demonic creatures are here. Everything is pointing to Jesus' soon return. And I don't want you to go through the tribulation. It's hell on earth. So receive Jesus. Let's say it right now. Jesus, I love you. I want you. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of all my sins, Jesus. I want you, please. I cry out to you. Come into my heart and be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.